Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, my people? It's Kendra Justine live on the line with you on this lovely Wednesday afternoon. I appreciate everybody for tuning in today. Tonight's episode, Five Rules for the Game of Life, 30 More Days to Success. Remember, go to the website, KendraJustine.com. You can subscribe. There's a red bar on the website where you can put your email address, subscribe. And I have different, you know, free downloads coming, you know, self-help material. I have, you know, material that's going to be able to help you with your business, with your plans, just things that are going to be tangible that's going to help you on this 30 Days of Success Challenge. I do talk about a lot of, you know, I'm sharing my experiences on this journey with you all, but there's also things that you can do that just helps, you know. And anytime that you do things, that just really helps get new information into your subconscious mind, and that's what we're trying to do. So what we realize on this challenge is, you know, we talk about happiness, we talk about staying positive, the power of positivity. So the reason we do that is to basically shift our subconscious mind. The subconscious mind gathers information regardless of whether you intend for it to or not. When we watch television, when we see TV commercials, there are a lot of subliminal messages that we pick up on even though we may not be conscious of them. So you may see something on TV. Let's say you see a commercial for, you know, laundry detergent. You see the commercial, you know, the first time, okay, maybe you wasn't paying much attention, but you watched TV for about a few hours, so you saw the same commercial about laundry detergent 10 times. So now, you know, a few days later, maybe even a week later, you're at the store, and you see this detergent, and, you know, you're looking at it, or when you decide to buy detergent, maybe you buy that type of detergent. You don't know why. You figure, like, well, I always buy Tide. But maybe you're buying Tide because your subliminal mind has been constantly introduced to it over and over via the commercials. So I just wanted to talk about that because I haven't gotten into too much explanation about the subconscious mind. But with this challenge, on this 30 more days, what we're going to be doing is shifting from just speaking about it, you know, in a general sense, to really getting into the specifics and the sciences behind why the law of attraction works, what the subconscious mind is, what the mind is, because, you know, things work different for different people. I realize I'm a very analytical type of person. So, you know, just having surface information isn't enough for me. It may work initially, but I'm the type of person who I'm going to investigate. I'm like, okay, well, you know, why does this work? Why is this method working? I want some kind of scientific explanation or synapses about it. So, you know, I'm definitely going to be bringing more of that on the challenge. I've been doing a lot more research and just, you know, getting different perspectives on the same things that I've been talking about. So I do have a wider variety of information coming. Same information, different ways of perceiving it, because like I told you all yesterday, what works that I talk about for you, keep it, and what doesn't work, throw it away. And that's with everything that you come across in your experience. So, again, I appreciate everybody who's listening tonight. I appreciate everybody who's tuning in. Also, y'all, please check out the YouTube channel if you haven't. You can go on youtube.com/C/KendraJustine, or you can just go to YouTube and Google Kendra Justine. I have a lot of videos. I actually have the 30 Days to Success Challenge videos from the first 30 days uploaded so that you can look at it. I have nice little pictures that go along with it, you know, make you think of abundance and wealth, all of those good things. But to fast forward to tonight's episode, Five Rules for the Game of Life, 30 More Days to Success, okay? The first thing, we're going to hop right on into it. I have about 10 minutes and some change left. So first, and, you know, I always love to have different things. I had the plan, then we had the new plan, and now I had the blueprint. And so this is also just a general guideline, you know. You may want to write this stuff out. Some things you might not. You know, you might be able to visualize it in your head. First things first is to have a vision of yourself. We talk about co-creating and manifestation, wealth and abundance, success, blah, 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 happiness, yada, 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 right? But the key thing before you can manifest anything that you truly desire is to have a vision for yourself. You know, sometimes it just makes it easier, because I'm trying to make this manifestation more tangible, because, you know, even though we manifest on a daily basis, we don't conceive that we do. We don't understand how we would manifest things to manifest, but we're always manifesting. So we're trying to bring it to a level to where we're consciously manifesting things that we actually desire. So, you know, we talk about vision boards, the law of attraction, you know, the secret. Different people talk about vision boards, putting up Maseratis and stuff like that around you so that you could be like, you know, I want that for me. I'm going to speak on that before I go into this point, actually. And another thing I wanted to mention on the website, which is still under construction, y'all, even though you can go to KendraJustine.com, but I have a new version that I'm working on. So the website's always up, but I'm working on a new version of the website. And what I really want to start, you know, putting on there is a forum, because I want to hear from everybody who's been tuning into the show. I love to give information, but I also love to receive information. Okay, I consider myself a teacher and a student always simultaneously. So I'm going to put up forums. I'm going to have each of the topics that we've had on the 30 Days of Success Challenge for everybody to go in and put your input about it. You know, dialogue with me, dialogue with each other, because we're all in this thing together. But, you know, for me, I don't know if I've ever tried a vision board. I did, actually. On my Pinterest page, I did digital vision boards. Even if you go on my Instagram page, y'all, check me out on Instagram. It's Kendra_Justine. I kind of use my Instagram as a vision board. I don't just post pictures all the time. You know, like, I do consistently every day, but I'm always promoting for something, or I might, you know, just be, you know, sharing something that I might feel like can edify somebody else's timeline or bring some light to it. But everything that I post on my Instagram page, all of those things I don't have right now. Some of those things I desire to have in the future. So I kind of use social media as a vision board, and I guess we'll see if it works in the near future. But one thing, instead of, you know, envisioning, okay, a Maserati or $1 billion, you know, that type of stuff, you know, I've been envisioning that type of stuff so long that it really is kind of old, and actually is getting a little boring to me to just envision these things, because I've envisioned these things to the point that I'm like, I've already had these things, you know, like, I've already envisioned it. I've already had it, even though I haven't physically had it in my experience right now. There are some things that I've envisioned so much that vicariously or in my mind or whatever, I've lived it. So some things that I wanted to experience, I experienced so much in my imagination that it doesn't even fulfill me like that anymore. So what I'm coming across is that the most important vision to hold is the vision that you have of yourself. Who do you want to become? Because on this life process, all of these things that we're trying to manifest, those things are never going to be ours. That stuff is superficial. You know, that stuff is going to go. Once you die, once you pass on, you can't take any of this foolishness with you. So the manifestations are cool and it's fun, but it's not what it's about. So instead of creating a vision board about what you want, which is cool, I'm not saying to throw that away, but what I want you to envision is the vision that you have of yourself. Who do you want to be in the future? What are you trying to become? What is that person like? Everybody can change. And I know for me sometimes, you know, I beat myself up, especially in the past, because I'm like, you know, I do this. I'm never going to be able to change. And then when you say that, you're never going to be able to change. But then it comes to a point in your life where you realize that you have a desire to change. And so that desire is the birth of hope. So if you can desire that you want to change, then since you have that desire, you also know that you can change. You also know that you can become that person that you want to become. And it's much easier to envision yourself being who you want to be than envisioning yourself with $1 billion if you never had $1 billion, or envisioning yourself with $1 million or envisioning yourself with a Maserati when you never even seen a Maserati in person, or you don't even have a Maserati car dealer around you. How about that? You know, I don't know who's selling Maseratis in Augusta, Georgia. You see what I'm saying? So you might not even have access to that. But one thing that we always have access to is being able to envision ourselves the way that we want to see ourselves. It's easy for me to say, well, you know, I want to be healthier. I want to be more clear-minded. I want to be more grounded. I want to be inspirational. I want to dress differently. I want to, you know, have a more professional look. I want to have, you know, whatever it is. I want to have better skin, whatever it might be. I don't care if it's physical, how you envision yourself, or just internally, and you probably want to do a mix of these two different aspects. How do you visualize yourself externally, but what's also going on inside of you internally? Happiness. I want, you know, I want to actually feel joy. I want to feel contentment. You know what I'm saying? Those types of things. So 4 minutes left, y'all. I'm going to run through these points. But have a vision of yourself. That's rule number one. Because everything that you're going to do is going to be predicated around that vision that you have of yourself. You know, it kind of goes back to what I was talking about yesterday. Come up with your own rule book. Figure out your own laws for your own universe. You don't need any religion, even though there's some things from religion that might help you figure out what works for you and what doesn't. You don't need any of these things. All that you need is what works for you. Every single perspective on this planet is like a fingerprint. It's different. Nobody has the same perspective. Impossible. Okay? That's why we're all part of the one. So have a vision of yourself. Stick to it. Even if you don't know, think about it. Or think about people that you might have come across that you like, I really like that about that person. I would love for that to be me. Think about people you actually like. That would be easier, even if it's celebrities. I'm drawn to this celebrity. You know, I love Rihanna. That's not the only celebrity. She just hit my head. But now that I'm thinking about it, I'm just doing this exercise quickly. I love Rihanna. One thing that I love about Rihanna is her confidence. She's so confident. She doesn't care. She does what she wants to do. She doesn't care what other people think. She's expressive. She has fun. So those are characteristics that I would also like to have. And I know that I'm able to attain those characteristics because, for one, I'm able to perceive those characteristics in a person that's so-called external from me. So that's quick. Two, we're going to hop into it. Y'all got about 2.5 minutes left. Believe in your ability to figure things out. Life is going to be hard. I don't care how happy you are. How happy we get. Things are going to happen. People are going to die. People are going to get sick. Things are going to happen. The car might blow up. Whatever. Things are going to happen. We cannot stop that. But one thing that you can trust is the ability for you to get yourself out of that situation, to figure it out. You might not have the answer right now. Forget it. It doesn't matter if you have the answer right now. Know that you do hold the answer. Know that your higher self can see all things that you cannot see, so that the answer is there, even if you're not perceiving it. Believe in yourself. Believe that you have the ability to figure it out. Think about all those impossible things that you got through already. Think about it. So that shows you have the power to get through it. A lot of times we externalize our power. We say, well, God did it with this and this and that. But no, it's you. The power that be is within all of us. God is always expanding just as we are, because we are God and God is us. We created God. Another topic for another day, y'all. Three, have fun even when it sucks. Which this has been my personal challenge in life. I have about 90 seconds left. I'm going to run through it, y'all. This has been my personal challenge. Have fun even when it sucks, even when you're looking at things that you don't want to see. And it's crazy because the older I get, the more circumstances that I find myself in, or at least in the past, I find myself in that I'm like, damn, I really, really don't like this. This shit sucks. I'm depressed. So in those circumstances, what I had to do, because I can't perish, I can't let myself get into a downward depression to where I want to die or I'm unproductive. I have a daughter. I can't be unproductive. I have to have vitality for her so I can give her, you know, what she needs. So have fun even when life sucks. It's possible. I've done it. Create your own reality, y'all. Four, be patient. Trust in your own time. That's also another big one. Always been impatient my whole life. But patience is possible. We want things. We want instant gratification. Figure out the path of least resistance now. What can you do in this moment that feels better? just trust patience, but with your patience, be persistent. Don't stop. Don't let patience stop you. Like, well, I'm patient. I have tomorrow. No, no, no. We're not talking about that. Be persistent even when you don't feel like it, even when you don't see things working out for you. That's where the patience comes in. Just keep doing it. Patience, persistence. Patience, persistence. That's 4, 5, 10 seconds. Let other people be, y'all. Let people do their thing. Don't judge anybody. I love y'all. We're all different. Hotep, peace.